So I've had many people lose 60, 100 pounds or more watching television on a treadmill or an elliptical trainer. So a wonderful way to save time is to, instead of taking that time to commute to the gym, is to watch television. Most people are watching an hour of TV anyway. So if you watch television on a treadmill for an hour a day, you will accomplish the benefits that we're talking about here. All right, why don't people do this? Part of the reason, if they don't use their treadmill, is they put it in the bedroom. That's how you punish a child. You send them to their bedroom. He wants to go to the bedroom when the family's out watching television. But why don't you want to get on it? Part of the reason is that it feels like punishment to you. It's in the bedroom, and you think that you have to make your pulse do something. Let's go into this now. You don't have to think about your pulse. Unless you're training for a race, forget your pulse. The benefit comes from doing miles. The research has shown miles, not pulse rate. Nobody's checking how much is your heart decreased by doing something with your pulse, or making your breath do something, or making your arms do something. Forget power walking unless that's your hobby and you're already fit. But for long term, it's miles. If you tell me I walk for 10 minutes, I don't have a clue what that means. I could take 10 minutes to cross the room. If you tell me that you walked for 3 miles, or that you walk for a mile and you weigh 200 pounds, I know that you took 200 pounds, moved it 5,280 feet. You multiply pounds times feet, which converts to foot pounds. That's a measure of work, which converts to kilojoules, which converts to calories. So when you see charts that tell you how many calories that you burn walking, they're having to estimate how far you moved your body and your body weight. And most people use an estimate of about 20 minutes per mile, which is what most people walk comfortably going through the shopping center. But if you think about the psychology of this, if you give yourself permission to go at any speed, but you make the goal a distance, you're always going to burn about the same number of calories. You know, there's only about 5% more calories burned jogging versus a slow walk if you go to the same distance. So if you jog for 10 minutes and you walk for 10 minutes, yeah, you're going to burn about twice as many calories jogging versus walking. But if you jog a mile and you walk a slow mile, you only burn about 5% more jogging versus walking. It just takes you twice as long. It takes longer to get it done, but you're going to accomplish the same benefit. But what happens when you make the goal distance? This is very important. Listen to this. For long-term walking, you make the goal distance. Forget the time. Leave your watch at home. I've been doing miles on the street for 30 years, and I leave the watch at home. Because if I take it with me, it becomes competitive. I want to go faster than I did yesterday. Most people I meet that are overweight are very disciplined and very competitive. And part of the reason they quit walking is they had to do it so intensely after a few weeks, they hate it. So give yourself a chance to underachieve with walking, with your fitness. Unless you're training for the Olympics or you do it for a living, give yourself a chance to just enjoy it. So if you get on the treadmill and you're in your living room and you give yourself permission to do your 3 miles that day at any speed you want to go, well, you could turn it down. You can have a conversation with your family and watch television. Just turn up the volume. When I go walking, I take my cell phone. I take my iPod. My turnaround point is at the library. I may stop and read a book if I have time that day. Some days I'm a wild man. I get something playing, and for an old man, I go pretty fast. Some days I have old women, literally old women, pushing a stroller passing me because I'm in a more meditative mood. But you know what? I know if I go a mile and a half from my house and I turn around and come back, I will have accomplished everything I need to do that day to keep my weight normal and to keep a level of fitness that keeps me going for a long time, assuming I'm not, don't bump into some horrible disease. But I've done everything I need to do that I can do to stay fit.